for you newbies, I'm going to tell you something about something that probably will not be appropriate for you at this point in time, but a couple of you, it's possible, and you'll want to know about it anyway because it may be useful to you in the future. If you know, some of this stuff, sometimes it's just good to know even if you can't apply it immediately. Although, well, I'll tell you what it is, and then I'll tell you how I think you might apply it or why it may or may not be relevant to you. I sent out an email yesterday about the Frank Kern thing, and did I discover the secret Frank Kern mass control source? Did you all get and read that email?
Yes.
No, sir.
Yes.
All right. Okay, cool. So this is really, it really is interesting. If you all, now I didn't actually get mass control. I saw it, actually, so the real scoop on this deal is I searched, like, Frank Kern mass control. This was way back, and apparently his webmaster, as far as I could tell, had a test site and then never password protected it and forgot to take it down. I don't know, because everything was right there, and it did not appear to be somebody who ripped it off or uploaded. It appeared to be their own internal document. So I went through and I looked at it, didn't buy it. Normally I get comp these things. I know Frank, but we don't have any disagreements, just not, we're not like close buds. So like most, like a lot of the people in the business are. So anyway, I went through it and I looked at it, went through it through the PDF, looked it over and everything. So I basically know what it's about. And on the surface, it's a product launch formula, not too dissimilar from what Jeff Walker teaches. Create what he calls money magnets, which are PDFs, reports, or videos. Have the affiliates distributed in advance. Have a product launch day. Part of it, that's the product launch part. The other part of the product, just because you all probably hear about this and you wonder, well, what the heck is that about? The other part of the product was more about telling your story and some other things. And the more I've analyzed what Frank has done currently in the marketplace, you know, and then when I read this thing about this conversational hypnosis, it really dawned on me. The things that he does on the video, and I'm not a video guy, but the things he does on the video, for those of you who are good at video, this is really relevant, but it also applies to writing, okay? Applies to writing. So for those of you good at video, it's especially relevant because a lot of what he does are conversational hypnosis methods. And I find this to be really fascinating in this product, although it's not cheap. It's $200 for the ebook, but it's 600 pages plus audios. But it's a quick read. So I read the vast majority of it yesterday. And it's not so overly complicated. Like, let me just give you an example. Here's the storytelling formula that's actually a hypnotic storytelling formula. So, you tell how you were doing something in your regular routine. Then, something happened and changed your regular routine. And whatever it was that happened and changed your regular routine ended up changing something about you as a person, your business, your perceptions on life, etc. And then the conclusion of it is that that's now a part of your life or integrated into other things. It's not dissimilar from a storyline plot in a movie, where a character goes through a sequence of events and at the end is a different person. So that's actually a hypnotic storyline. Now, if I were to tell you about, so I'm going to take and create an example storyline using my discovery of the product, this little ebook I found itself. Now, again, for those of you who are newbies, hang with me. I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to take questions. We're going to cover other things that will maybe be more relevant to you. But I think this is relevant to you. And I'll explain why in a moment. But let me just tell you the story to start off with that. So here's how I would tell the story. You know, I start out off with the routine. Step one, the routine. You know, most days sometimes late morning or early afternoon, I go down and hang out at a Starbucks and drink iced tea. Sometimes I have a cappuccino. But I probably already drink too much caffeine, so I try to stick to watered down iced tea, medium. And you hold it up to the light, and you can kind of see through it, and that's how you know the Starbucks folks got it right. Now, this one place, now see, I'm describing sensory-rich detail here. You try to include details. So this one place, Starbucks, I like to hang out at, it has these nice, heavy iron chairs outside and these iron tables. And you can, usually the chairs are all messed up, and the table you want to sit at doesn't have a chair. So you go over and you grab the chair, call iron chair or two, and you pull it over. You go order your iced tea. You make sure it's watered down. You go, you sit down on the iron chair, put another chair over there, prop your feet up, put your laptop there. Yeah, by the way, if you buy a gift card for $5 at Starbucks, you get free Wi-Fi for the month. Most people don't know that. So you log on to your Wi-Fi, you buy the gift card if you didn't buy one that month, you log on to your Wi-Fi, you get your iced tea, your coffee, prop your feet up, and you sit there and you poke around on your laptop and have a nice time, and often make money. You write an email, you work on a product or something, so you're making money. Now, I did this yesterday, and I was just poking around, and I had someone's PDF I was reading about it, and it included this phrase that said, the secret of controlling people or something like that is stealth influence. And you read that word, those words, stealth influence, and they just leaped off the page at me. I think, wow, that's really interesting. I go to Google, I type in stealth influence, it's like three or four pages that mean nothing. All of a sudden, this URL just leaps out at me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this looks great. It's about conversational hypnosis. I click over there, and I start reading the cells, and my eyes are, like, glued to the cells that I was totally fascinated with all I was reading because I could see the parallels between what I was reading and marketing and what other marketers do online and what I sometimes do online. And, you know, the thing was $200, and I just felt compelled to order it. I snagged the thing up, you know, and started reading it, and wow, I just discovered things like a formula for telling stories that was fascinating. I discovered the four-step formula that you use to put somebody through hypnosis that I never knew was a formula. I realized that some people writing sales letters, famous people, were using a simple four-step formula to write the sales letters. And so within the space of simply a few hours, I changed to a higher level, I took to a higher level, my ability to communicate with people, my ability to write sales letters, and actually it influences every area of your life because it shows you in there if you have a conflict with somebody how to basically use a stealth conversational maneuver to avoid the conflict or to get the outcomes that you want. So it influences your, you know, it changed what I can do in business, it changed some of the things about how I can relate to other people, what I can do with them. It changed my understanding of authority and status. Number one thing that a hypnotist has to establish is their authority. And one of the ways that you do that is by never wanting an outcome, appearing to need or want an outcome too much. You always have to be a little bit cavalier about it. One of the ways that you do that, let's say you're talking to somebody, you kind of get distracted a little bit just so that you're not 100% focused in on them. And you don't appear to need or want the outcome too much. So there were things in there about just your status and your authority. And so these are all things that just in a space of a few hours that I experienced could change. So going forward, I'll be able to take these little forms, apply them to my life, apply them to my business, apply them to my conversations with other people. All right, now, if you were telling that story for it to be a, quote, hypnotic story, you would slow down and pace it and have a rhythm to it, which I did not do. But do you all see how I just took that basic little formula and applied it? Does that do you see how I did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, it's a pretty simple formula, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But
speaking
as a certified hypnotist and a front-of-the-room trainer for years and years.
Who is?
This is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy.
Hi. I was a front-of-the-room trainer for years for personal growth trainings, and then I traveled the country doing stop smoking seminars using hypnosis.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, and I've had a really tough time trying to figure out where I fit in this whole internet marketing thing. Ain't that a kick? And so I was fascinated by the email, and, of course, I read the sales copy.
Did the, okay, let me ask you this. Did the sales copy suck you in?
And I think suck might be strong, but I would be willing to say that I could see how valuable it could be.
All right, fair enough. The reason I say that, Nancy, is because, you see, I've read a bunch of stuff on hypnosis, all right, in the past. I studied NLP and studied hypnosis,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But, like, most hypnosis stuff isn't something you can really apply to daily life.
Unless, of course,
you're... Or your conversations with other people. You follow me? It's like, you know, a lot of patterns, in-depth patterns that you almost memorize verbatim to put people into trance or... You know, really complex stuff. What's different about this book is it's called conversational hypnosis, which means that it's stuff you could just use in your daily life. And I think that's awesome. Like, it has a thing in there called the 60-second trance. And it says you should do this hundreds of times. And you know what? I think I probably will because it's so simple. You find somebody that just wants to make a little bit of improvement or in something, or they're struggling just a little bit with something, not some huge problem, right? You get them to relax. I forget, there's like four steps. Step one is you get them to relax. Step two, I think you have them imagine something. Step three, you give them a suggestion. And step four, you have them wake up refreshed. Well, see, that's something that you can just apply practically. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me.
I mean, at least it makes sense to me. You don't have to be a professional hypnotist to do that and to help people. I never read stuff in normal hypnosis books about, like, elements of being an authority or things that cause you to break rapport that are practical. There, like, I wrote down in this book over here, and for you, those of you who are newbies, we're going to get to you guys in a minute. I wanted to share this because it applies to sales letters and how you communicate and so much. Does this sound valuable to anyone else?
Okay, done it.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If it doesn't, then I'll move on here in a second. But you see, marketing is about, ultimately, just about communication. And really, although some of this is a little bit too much hypnosis, crap. Some of it is just about the basics of communicating. And I've got some really cool stuff for those of you who are newbies, so hang with me. But here are things that I wrote down in my notebook. What I do, by the way, I'm looking right now at a brown 1-inch hardbound record book. It says record on it. It has a burgundy strip on it with a little gold imprint on it. In gold, it says record, and the big chunk of the front of it is black, and it says record. It's actually an accounting book. It has narrow lines on each page, about 30 or 40 lines on each page that are narrow, and every page is numbered, which means that I can have an index and refer to data I record on specific pages. This book right here, these little books are one of the most valuable things I own. I pay $30 each for these at Office Depot. The reason I do is because if you put your best ideas in here, by implication, they're valuable because you paid $30 for it. You could do it in any notebook, but I think it sends a good subconscious message. Here's what I wrote down. Stack or using multiple, not just one, but you use them over and over. What are called presuppositions. Presupposition is like, so have you stopped beating your wife yet? Implying you beat your wife. Stack stories. Stories, seed ideas for the future. Always make things plausible if it sounds a little bit out of the ordinary. Make it plausible. Slower movements and being calm and collected implies more status than, like me, being too excitable. If you want someone to go into an emotional state when you're communicating, always put yourself in that emotional state first. That alone is just a huge tip. If you're writing a sales letter and you want people to buy, get yourself in an emotional state where you feel like, oh, my God, I got to buy this thing. And now write your letter instead of just writing a letter. If you're going to get on video and you want to convince people of something, put yourself in that kind of an emotional state first. Tell stories that illustrate who you are. Perfect example is that. A few of you at least saw it when Frank Kern had the little video and John Carlton sent him over the guitar, and he tells the story. The whole purpose of that story was to illustrate who he was as a person, and he was this person that other people sent gifts to, and I guess by implication you should send him some stuff too. Demonstrate authority. Imply instead of state, which is another great one for sales letters. That if you imply something, it carries more weight than if you just flat out state it directly. That piece of information there, that's pretty valuable, to imply things. Like if you're doing a video, your surroundings or what you're doing, right? I mean, if it's the middle of the day and you're doing a video at the shopping mall or Starbucks like we've done before, we've done the shopping mall, so that kind of implies you have the time to go there and you're not having to work at a job. Inoculate against price issues by what they call framing, pre-framing, reframing, holding the frame, and deframing. I won't even try to explain what those are. Those are just a few of the notes that I wrote down that I thought were really valuable. So, how does this apply to you if you're a newbie or intermediate? If you're intermediate, there's a whole lot applies in here to the psychology of selling and marketing. If you're a newbie, I'm not sure you should get this because it's 600 pages and it could be overwhelming unless you already understand some things about NLP or psychology. Or unless reading is your pastime and you buy and read a lot of stuff anyway so it wouldn't be overwhelming to you because you're used to reading. Or if just you really have this interest in NLP or kind of like hypnotic conversations and that sort of thing, selling, then I think it might be valuable to you. But if you're a newbie coming in, you don't normally read very much, you get easily overwhelmed, you don't have any compelling interest in psychology, then I would not recommend that you get it. But if you're intermediate and you got the time, it's fascinating stuff. And it's applicable because everything's like four steps, and most of it is not about, you know, making somebody lay on a couch and putting them into a trance. It's just things that you could do in daily conversations. And I got a whole lot out of it. So let me ask you this. Did this little discussion, oh, by the way, storytelling. He really shows how to tell great stories that accomplish a purpose. And let me just give you one more example of this. There are elements of credibility in weird things that people perceive as being more credible. And let me give you an example. When people run for president, they almost always show them out jogging or doing physical activities. In the case of Barack Obama, they had the thing of him out in the ocean. I don't even remember because I don't follow politics much, but I think he was out in the ocean. He had his shirt off, and he was this robust, healthy guy, right? Other presidents, you've seen them jogging or doing physical sports. So if you're telling this story about how you went out doing something physical, believe it or not, to people, that increases their perception of the credibility of that person. I have no idea why. But it's the way people's brains work, right? Having close family ties is perceived as more valuable. So if you're doing a video or telling a story about your brother, like Frank Kern does with his brother. I'm just saying, Frank like hits on all of these things, right? Because he's like almost a master hypnotist, almost. Or could be conceived as one. But those things create credibility. I don't know why, but, you know, they do. So, like, another thing is just being adventurous. A person who's adventurous is perceived as being more credible as someone who isn't adventurous. So my friend Yannick Silver Yannick does a lot of these things too, by the way. He will publish photos on his blog of himself out racing cars or jumping out of airplanes, which I don't do, by the way. And you wouldn't have to. The point is that he's kind of a risk taker and he's doing these physically active things. Now, you wouldn't have to do that. You could do something else, right? But my point is, that's how Yannick does it. he has these things where he gives to charity or has a charitable event. By implication, if you can afford to do something for charity, then you have more than you need. It's a credibility thing. So Yannick does a lot of these things. So adventure. You could just tell a story about something you did that was adventurous. Now you're perceived as more credible. These things are all very subtle. No one goes, oh, this person is adventurous or likes family or is a real people person and outgoing and is perceived to be a leader of other people. Therefore, they are more credible. No one ever thinks that. But just as an example, you're in an internet marketing seminar. And there's a group of people there, and you're talking, and the whole group is listening. By implication, you're a leader. You're perceived as more credible than the average person. In internet marketing, I will give you a good example of this, which hasn't really worked to my benefit, frankly, but because I don't really want to do the seminars. I may have to, but I don't want to. But big seminars. You're a leader, and oh, all these people showed up to, like, worship. That is, there's actually odd things you can do that create persuasiveness by just telling stories. So it doesn't cost you any money. It doesn't take a lot of time or effort to tell stories. It increases your credibility and the chances people are going to buy from you, and you didn't spend a penny to do it. So that's one of the reasons you want to learn to tell stories. Does anyone find that eye-opening or interesting?
I find it very interesting. One of my other gigs. Yes.
Were you all? Was anyone else other than Nancy aware of this? That these types of things created credibility with people?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So that's enough about the storytelling. Topic number two. Again, not a beginner topic. We'll get to the newbie topics here in a second. Yesterday, I had a talk with a good friend of mine who does very large numbers, and he's been using one-click upsells. I have talked about one-click upsells on past calls, so I felt it was very important to bring this back up. The issue on one-click upsells is he got in trouble with his merchant account about it because his chargeback went over 1%. If you are doing a free CD offer or something really, really cheap, and you're then doing forced continuity on one-click upsells, meaning they buy something additional, or with the free CD, they also get a 30-day free trial of something, and then they're going to be charged. Or they get the free CD for $5 shipping and handling. The next screen, they buy something for $50, $100, $200, and they get a 30-day trial of a membership site, and thereafter they're going to be billed. That's called forced continuity because they didn't have a choice to opt out of it. It's forced. That's risky to your merchant account. Most of you aren't doing it, but I've talked about doing it on past calls. This is new information because it's a relatively new model. And if you do that, you should know that there may be issues with your merchant account. I wouldn't rush in to do one-click upsells at this point from what I know. However, from what I also know, it's okay if they're not doing forced continuity. You sell them a product, you offer them another product, and they just click to add it to their order. That probably won't get your chargebacks over 1%. The issue with merchant accounts, apart from PayPal, is you got to keep your chargebacks under 1%. Unfortunately, there are people who will charge back instead of just saying they want a refund. I don't know. All right. Now, let's go into, because I've been promising newbie topics, let's go into a couple things that I consider really important for you, for those of you who are newbies. I'm going to put this on hold because we're getting a little bit of background noise. I want to cover something I think is going to be really useful to all of you, but especially newbies. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll be back. Okay. Newbie time. You all get your info, too. Newbie time. Let's talk about overwhelm a little bit. I have a class going on right now, a video series, about overwhelm, overcoming it. And the number one problem you likely face as a newbie is feeling overwhelmed. Now, intermediate and advanced marketers can have this problem also. First, the cause of overwhelm. What's the cause? If you assign the same priority to a whole number of actions, then you feel overwhelmed. The solution to overwhelm is to have a way to prioritize activities so that you do not assign the same level of importance to all of them. In the overwhelm videos in class, I'm giving a whole procedure for this. But let me give you a short version of it right now. This is not what I teach in the class, but it's a quick and dirty way you can do this. Write down all the things you feel like you need to do or should do or ought to do in a column. Create two more columns. The next column is called payoff, the reward for doing it, the potential profit. Next column is called TME, time, money, energy. How much time, how much energy, how much money does it cost? Do you have to invest to get the potential payoff? Rank each possible potential project, product, money-making activity on what you personally assess the potential payoff as being. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's how you personally perceive the potential payoff. Rank it on a scale of 1 to 10. The next column, you rank the investment of TME, time, money, and energy, on a scale of 1 to 10. How much do you got to invest in time, in money, and energy to get the potential payoff? Put that on a scale of 1 to 10, and now multiply potential payoff times the investment, and you'll get numbers, times the TME, the investment required. And you get numbers, and then the best number is going to win. You know, you want low investment of time, money, and energy. And the way I do it is a low investment of time, money, and energy, you rank that as a 10. So that way the highest number wins. So if a payoff is a 10 and a TME is a 10, meaning very, very, very little investment of time, money, and energy, then that would be the highest possible score, 100. This way you have a way to rank all your opportunities. Now, there are other ways to do this, maybe better ways, but this is what I want you to think about. Most of you have all of this stuff on your plate. I need to read the conversational hypnosis book. I need to do this. I need to do that. Well, you've got to prioritize those, because if you assign the same ranking to all of them, you will feel overwhelmed. So the solution is, the number one thing you really got to learn as a newbie is just how to really focus in on a few things and prioritize. And you get the few things that are really important, and you know they're important, the highest payoff activities with the least investment of time, money, and energy. Now what you do is you put those for your outcome for the week or the month, and then just block everything else out until those are done. Then you go back to your list and find your new priorities. If you're a multitasker, then just pick two or three things, but don't have a whole plate full. And this is how you overcome overwhelm. I also want to talk to you about having a simple marketing model. Here's what a simple marketing model means. You start out in this business having one way to generate traffic. One thing that you sell on the front end, one thing you sell on the back end. That's how you start off. Later you add to it. But you got to have a simple model. The more complex the model is, think of it as this way. Imagine a machine, and it has cogs. And one cog goes with the other and makes this wheel turn. Now, let's say it takes 100 moving parts, 100 cogs, to make that machine operate. You know, that's kind of complex. If it only has a few moving parts, it's less complex. Now, for you advanced people or possibly intermediate, there are additional things to understand about what is complex and what's simple in a body of knowledge called theory of constraints. True simplicity means you can change just one thing and influence everything. So let's say you had 100 moving parts, but by changing one, you could influence all of them. That's ultimately, it's a simpler system. than if you had five moving parts, but to change the whole system, you had to change all five parts. That's an intermediate concept for you guys who are beginners and newbies. Just think of it this way. Limit the number of moving parts. One way to get traffic, one front-end product, one back-end product. And to make it even simpler for most of you, here's what you need to be doing. Find a way you're going to get traffic. That can be organic SEO. It can be pay-per-click. It could be viral marketing. It could be an affiliate program. It could be joint ventures. But find one way and specialize in it and just get good for now at that one. Don't buy the products and all the other crap. If you're doing PPC, don't buy organic SEO products and viral traffic products and everything else. You don't have time for them. Just buy pay-per-click stuff. Join one good pay-per-click membership site like PPC Coach or PPC Classroom or Perry Marshall's program. Join one. Get good at that. Get people on your email list with a squeeze page, and then send emails for your own products and other people's products, and do that every day or every other day. Mix in content with pitches, and now you're making money. I do not understand people who have been in the business 6 years and are not making money, and here is why. Last week I sent out a couple emails endorsing a couple products by Jason Fladlian. Jason's 25 years old and has probably already created 50 products. It doesn't take you years or months to create products. You should be able to create 10 to 15 page reports in 3 hours. You should be able to write a sales letter for that report in 5 hours or less. Jason has two products that are very cheap to teach you how to do that. They're under $100. I think they're even under $50. And he shows you how to write a sales letter in 5 hours or less, how to create 10 to 15 page products in 3 hours or less. You start out small, just like I was saying earlier with conversational hypnosis, the 60-second hypnosis. You start out doing that, 60 seconds, and you do dozens, if not hundreds of them. You work your way up. Same way in internet marketing. Don't start out trying to create the Jeff Walker product launch formula course if you've never created a product before in your life. Start simple, make sales. Learn to create products, learn to write sales letters, work your way up from there. By the way, Jason's 3 hours to create that report. That includes the research. He shows you a speed way to go in there, do your research. You know, now, if you're in the overwhelm videos, I'm going to cover a lot. I'm going to have a little special video on how to do this and kind of give you the Cliff Notes version. All right. That's really what I got to say to most of you newbies is, now, technical stuff. Most of you are struggling with technical issues. Nancy, I know, had this. Some of the others, I don't know if Mike is still on this call. So let me tell you about technical issues. Two solutions. One, Odesk, odesk.com, or rentacoder.com. You go on there, and you hire somebody to help out. On Odesk, I like Odesk. You can find people inexpensively. I had somebody working for $3 an hour who could do spreadsheets and a whole lot of stuff. Then they got a full-time job, and now what I'm doing in their place is we're hiring a jack-of-all-trades webmaster in the Philippines, and we will probably have to pay $250 to $400 a month for them. We're still trying. I'm trying several people out for a week, and then we're going to make our final decision from there. We already have several people that are good, but it takes time. We had a couple people who we, quote, hired, gave tasks to, and then they just didn't show up and didn't do the work. They just basically didn't show up. We had to go through two or three of those. Then we changed our process and wrote up a little fluffy explanation of who we are as a company and what we do and made it sound all fluffy and stuff. And now things are going a little better. So I need technical help, too. I'm not good at all the technical stuff. I have a couple employees local or part-time, but you know, you need that help, most of you. Start out on Odesk because you're not committed. And if you just want to hire, you can go there and hire them by project, or you can say, I just want you to work 5 or 10 hours a week for me. You can get HTML help. You can get programming help. Any help you need, you know, or a lot of it, you can get on Odesk. So that's what I have to say to you newbies. And I hope that's useful to you. Let me bring this off of mute and get your feedback. All right, I have discussed two topics. Number one is overwhelm, and then number two is about just getting products, some products done and getting them out there and making a little bit of money to get started with. Who has a question or a comment on either of those two topics?
Good morning, Mr. Sanders.
Hi.
My question is, you know, I keep thinking I've got it together and I'm not overwhelmed, but then I look at the fact that I haven't actually imported my names into AWeber, and I'm one of those guys who come from an entrepreneur where I've always had to do everything myself. When I haven't done it myself, it's always end up costing me money, and I'm really trying to reach out and you know, be trusting and trust outsourcers to do things. And I just can't seem to get it where I'm willing to let it go. So, you know, I've been doing better over the last month working with you, but I'm at the stage right now where it's like I need to get someone else to set up my AWeber and actually go into my Outlook and take all my names and numbers and send out the stuff. That's where I am. Because I know I've got good product because it sells on a regular retail level, but now I really want to go and expand it onto the Internet because I know that there's a market for it. I've done my little research, and I find that there is a market for it. But I just can't get past the giving up the reins to someone else to do it for fear that they won't get it done and I've wasted that time.
One question the gentleman just asked. I come from an entrepreneur background. I am used to doing everything myself. There are things that I do not know how to do, but I'm having problems relinquishing control and trusting somebody else to do the activities. Did I restate your question correctly, sir?
Perfectly, sir.
Okay. Here's my response to that. This is not a matter of trust. You inspect. On Odesk, they take screen captures as the person is working, and you have a screen capture trail of the work they do for you during the period of time they work. So you can verify the work they are doing. But to say that I just blindly trust, no. But to say that you hire people who are technically competent to do tasks that you are not competent at, and then you check up to see if they attained the outcome that you want, then yes, you do that. There is too much in this business at this point in time to be able to learn it all yourself. And I can verify this because I'm an extremely fast learner. And the rate at which internet marketing information is coming out, I cannot keep up with all of it. And I'm probably one of the fastest learners in this business. I mean, fastest readers and fastest at absorbing information. But you have Web 2.0, you have viral stuff, you have all the SEO stuff, you have pay-per-click stuff changing all the time. You have new product technologies, new video technologies. It's almost impossible to keep up with all of it for one person. That's why, A, you simplify, and then, B, what I do is this. We go, before we hired this freelancer that we're working on getting the webmaster in Philippines, I went on Odesk, you know, I hired a couple people to do a project, which I always do. I always give the same project to two or three people. One of them will typically do it really well. I check back on it, and if they did it correctly, then they've earned the right for more work. So I do think if you try to learn everything yourself, you're not going to get where you want to go. That doesn't mean you don't learn some of the things, and the way I would tell you to do this is list out all the things that need to be done and then rate them on the payoff of that activity versus the cost to hire someone else to do it, or versus the time to learn it to do yourself, and then make a decision on out of the 80-20 rule. What are the 20% of activities that you want to learn yourself, and then hire out the other 80%? I will tell you, the activities that you need to focus on as an entrepreneur in this business are getting sales in the door. Everything else can be outsourced.
Yes.
So what I would say is outsource everything else that you can comfortably other than getting the sales in the door and become an expert at making the sales, getting the traffic, writing the emails and bringing sales in the door. I mean, I still personally write my emails, or in the past I've dictated them to an employee who would then write them up, format them, and send them out. That's what I did when I had Lisa. I would call her up. I would dictate the emails. She would type them up in the correct format, you know, and take the time to mail it out properly through AWeber. Now I do that myself. The last thing I would outsource is the writing of the emails. In terms of the marketing activities, you know, I think if you're choosing one way to get traffic, you probably need to have a pretty good grasp of that method and may probably do it yourself at first. Pay-per-click or SEO or affiliate program, I would spend the time to learn that myself if I could, and then start to outsource it. Or at least, here's what my friend John Jonas does at outsourceplan.com. John will get a product, review the product, make sure that is what he wants done. You know, out of 10 methods of SEO, this is the one we want to follow. Then he takes and he gives that to his outsourced person and he says, do this. But he's already read it, so he knows what it is he wants them to do and whether they do it or not. So that's how I would answer that. Is that useful to you? Or do you have a follow-up question on it?
No, that's very, very useful. It's just I've spent the last couple months doing kind of that, and I've released certain things to certain outsources, one in the India, and they just, I think I hired the wrong person is what I found.
Here is the thing. You don't outsource to India. You need to get outsourceplan.com. It costs you $100.
Outsourceplan.com, okay.
It's $100. Yeah, you don't outsource to India. Now, I've outsourced to India through Odesk in a case, but what you really want is a full-time, your objective is to pay $150, $250, $350 a month for a full-time person who's not in India and who will help you. That's really your where you want to go with this. You can hire them part-time at first, in which case you would only be spending maybe $50, $75, $100 a month. There are part-time people available also. But John has not had good luck in India. I have had good luck in India for spreadsheets and stuff. But a lot of your other stuff, I would recommend trying the system that John teaches. It's a very good system. Who else has a question or a comment, either about overwhelm, outsourcing, prioritizing projects, or your model for making money?
Just a comment.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Jason's latest page says that he's raising his prices based on an email that he got from somebody named Marlon Sanders.
That's correct, yes. I told him to raise his prices.
And he said that after this, I think it's this Friday, the 24th, it might be the 25th, that the prices will be going up. So anybody on the call that's interested in going over to the ad site or the three-hour report site, it might behoove them.
Yeah, it's 48hour.com or 3hourad.com. I recommend both of them. They're both horribly underpriced. They should be at least $100. He's probably only going to raise it to $50, knowing Jason. But, you know, Jason's new in the business. He's 25 years old, but, you know, I think he will end up being very well-known and very successful in the business. He has a whole lot of talent. And he's really a very good teacher. And he has some breakthrough ideas, and I just can't recommend those two products too highly. So one is three with the number 3hourad.com, and the other one is 48hourreport.com. Yeah, he's going to raise his price. I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's not going to be $1 million. Who else has a question or a comment?
This is Andrew. Marlon, when Lisa was doing your product, she did a in my opinion, she did a tremendous job graphically. How do you find someone who can do that, you know, the type of work or the level of work, graphic work? Do you go to Odesk? Do you find those folks there or in another place?
All right. Well, very good question, Andrew. You're right. Lisa was very talented, unusually talented. Now, she didn't know that much when she came to work for me. I spent a lot of time teaching her some things, and she also had a lot of innate talent. But when she came to me, she really didn't know very much. I mean, but you can't. What you can't teach somebody is to have the eye of a designer. You can teach them technical things about Photoshop, but you can't teach them to see stuff in their brain. That's, you either got that or you don't. You either see stuff or you don't see stuff. So here, now, my current designer, Danny, is every bit as talented as Lisa, and is a brilliant designer. But he works for me 5 hours a day, doesn't work full time because he's starting a business, with Sean, who's my PHP programmer. They're starting a business together in the time they don't work for me, which is fine. Lisa was just luck. She was really customer service. She was doing customer service for Internet Marketing Challenge. When Corey bought the company, they let Lisa go as their customer service person, and I hired her. It just turned out that she could do graphic design. I was just lucky. Danny was a deliberate hire, and we went through probably 5 or 6 designers before we found Danny. We just went to Craigslist. We brought people in for a design project and asked them to do it, and we just saw what they did. So how do you hire a great designer? You just hire people. You give them a small trial project. If you like what they did, how fast they did it in, and what they saw in their head, then you give them more and see what they do then.
And Craigslist was the place that you...
I used Craigslist because I was hiring a local employee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, you can hire a designer in the Philippines, but I don't know that you're going to get... You'll probably get a good one, but you're going to have to work at it to find somebody really good. You know, each country has, like, a different talent. Like, if I needed just a really awesome programmer, personally, I'd probably go to Russia. You know, they just got unbelievable programmers over there. You know, designer, I sure wouldn't go to India unless it was, like, just something that was real cookie cutter. Possibly Philippines. Really, your best designers are U.S. or U.K., possibly Australia. And they're going to be more money is the problem. If I was on a budget and needed a designer and I only had $250 or $350 a month for a designer, I would go and to Philippines and I would follow the John Jonas outsourcing system.
Okay, that's very helpful.
Now let me say this. If you're not doing a lot of products, then you don't need to do that. You're going to pay more for each design, but you could go to 99designs.com. And you'll have to pay about $350 to $500 to get a good design. It's a bid thing where a whole bunch of designers will throw up different designs, and then you just pick a winner. And it's called 99designs.com. But you're going to pay $350 to $500, sometimes as much as $1,000 for a good design. And even then, sometimes you won't get great work. Plan B is you hire one of the off-the-shelf designers. Graphic Mavericks is doing a whole lot of the product launch stuff. But I think he's $1,000, but he does drop-dead designs. Mike Wu Ming, everything you see, I believe, from Howie and Mike Wu Ming, Graphic Maverick or Mavericks did. The affiliate product, Chris McNeeney always uses design guru Ryan. So that day job killer and all that kind of stuff, that was design guru Ryan work. A lot of the stuff you see from it, design guru Ryan does it and Graphic Maverick does it. If you look at the bottom of websites, the designer's often at the bottom. GraphicsGenie.com did my free online marketing ebook.com. GraphicsGenie did that, and then Danny took it and polished it up. And there are other designers out there who are good. If you have a design dashboard, we have an icon where I listed a number of the better designers. But you can, again, when you find designs you like, just look at the bottom and see if you see the name of the designer at the bottom. A lot of times you will. So that's kind of your plan. But you're going to pay more for the freelancer. But if you go on a Marketing Warriors forum, there are people there who will do your designs for $100 to $250 who aren't bad. Or maybe not a design guru. There may be not a graphic maverick, but they're pretty darn good, you know.
Yeah, I can give them guidance. I just can't technically execute.
Yeah, I understand. So those are your options. You hire one of the freelancers, design guru, graphic maverick, who does stunning work but isn't cheap, some of these other people who are lower priced but do very good work. And if I didn't need a lot of work done, that is what I would do. If I needed a lot of work done, but I didn't have a really great budget, I would go to Philippines using John Jonas's thing. And then if I could afford 14 to 20 bucks an hour, then I would hire an employee.
Gotcha.
All right, who else has a question or a problem? Question on overwhelm, problem finding your niche or creating a product, or just a feedback or a comment you want to add to this? Well, I've got one to bring to the table, which is something just very simple. If you're not making money in this business, it's simple. You're not targeting a market, finding out what the people want to buy, and then pumping out products with sales letters and pimping them, promoting them, pushing them. I mean, that's it. You get products out there, cheap stuff, like $7 stuff, $10 or $12 or $17 stuff. Okay, if you're not making money, it's because you don't have a target market or you're not creating products or promoting them hard. That's how you make business. You get out products. You get people on your list and you send emails frequently that either give content or that sell stuff. End of story. You know, we talk about a simple model. Well, there's your model. Now, you got to get a way to get traffic. And the traffic's the hard part. I'll be honest. The traffic's the hard part. Pay-per-click is not fast or easy to learn. There's a few very good teachers. Harry Marshall, PPC Coach, PPC Classroom, give ongoing support. I mean, I like Goher's course. It's a one-shot-off thing. It's a very good course. It's a great course. It's like a training all in a weekend. But there's a forum, but he doesn't personally provide support. PPC Coach personally provides the support. PPC Classroom has this whole big support network. Perry does great work with his folks. But traffic is – then on the SEO side, there's so much to learn about that. I like the affiliate stuff as long as you're not in actually, it's okay if you're in internet marketing. Just be prepared to, like, pimp a whole lot of JVs. But that's how you make money in the business. Get people on your list and you send out emails. You better like writing emails. Seriously, you better like writing emails and creating promotions. Video or audio, podcast, reports, that's all a lot of what this business is about. Who has a question or a comment about that concept? Does that resonate with you? Do you get it?
Yeah, so what if you have a week to set aside a promotion where you need to generate money through the way you're going to... My problem is I've given myself to the end of the month to really start to generate money, so otherwise I've got to really find something different for now. I mean, I may come back to this, but for now, I've got to see that this is really going to start to generate revenue.
Okay, well, here's the thing is it's a learning curve, so I recommend that you take care of your stability and then learn this. It's unfair to say I need to start up a business that's going to provide enough cash to really support me. You know, I don't think that it's a business. It's a business startup, and it's not fair.
I've been doing it for like almost 2 years, sir, and I mean, when I have a conversation with someone else who doesn't know much about it, I can see that I've got the vernacular, I've got the verbiage all down. I can tell all of what, you know, needs to be done as far as optimizing and you know, creating videos and loading them up to the various sites to generate traffic, but I am just not doing it, and I'm trying to get out of it.
Okay, well, then let me just ask you, how many products have you created?
Four.
All right. How hard have you pimped those products? Well, first of all, where did you try to get the traffic from?
Obviously, I've been trying to get the traffic from my own list that I've created over the last,
you
know.
How many people you got on your list?
Between 1,500 and 2,500. It depends. I've got 1,500
okay,
that I...
Okay, and then where did you get the names from? How did they get on your list?
They were people who have brought other products from me, which I always thought was the best
all
way
right,
to...
And how often do you email your people?
The last email that I sent out was in January to them.
Okay, well, guess what? That ain't how you make money. You want to know how you make money?
Well, one of the reasons why I hadn't, because I felt that I needed to have a better letter sent out to them, so I've been trying to learn to do that. And that's,
okay, well, I'm just telling you right now, it ain't how you make money. That's what you're doing wrong.
Okay.
Here's what you do. You send out an email every day.
Okay.
How often do I send out emails? Almost every day. And when I don't send them out, I should be sending them out. You got to build a relationship. Now, imagine you were married or had a significant other, and the last time you had seen him was January. And the reason you ain't seen him is because you were really concerned about having the perfect, ideal night with him.
Got it. Got it.
Honey, I'm sorry I ain't seen you in January. I am working on my perfect, ideal night. But I'm really so confused because we've been together 2 years and ain't even had our first kiss yet, and I don't get it. She says, well, honey, you've seen me 2 times.
Got it.
Because you've been working on the ideal night. Keep working.
Okay. Get past it. Okay. Okay.
Every day. Now, what do you sell? Affiliate products. You ain't got your own product? Create Camtasia bonuses. Sell affiliate products. Have them email you the receipt, and you give them the bonus.
Sure.
All right. Or you write a report using JasonC. 10 to 15-page report. You spend 3 hours writing it. Now that's your bonus.
Okay.
Now, that's step one. Step two, you use Jason's formula or my formula, where you just interview someone and record it and have it transcribed. Create a product in 5 hours. Next day, you make money with it. It's 5 hours to create the product, 3 hours to write the sales letter for it. It's done in 1 day in 8 hours in 1 workday. Next morning, you can send out the email and sell it. But
so
every
maybe
day, you send out an email. Every day. Every day.
I understand the importance of email. I think that's kind of where I'm having the problem. I think that's it's
what's
wanting
the problem?
To make sure
you write stories, you write content, you give tips, you know, and you click send.
Okay. Simple. Got it.
I mean, if it's an affiliate product, you just give your opinion. If you own the product, like I like to promote things that I own if I can, but if you're doing it every day and you ain't got your own price, what you can do is you can buy a product and spend 1 to 2 weeks promoting it to the list in daily emails. You know, tell some things you learned about it. Tell what you liked about it, how you're going to apply it to your life. Give them some tips of yourself on the same topic. For every pitch that you said, you probably want to send a content email. And if you want to see the prototypical example of how to do this properly, go to Lee-McIntyre, MCINTYRE.com. Lee-McIntyre.com. Subscribe to Lee's list. Watch how he does it. Then go to Matt Fury, MattFurey.com, and subscribe and watch how Matt does it. They're two. I think Lee is brilliant and Matt is brilliant. Matt just mostly tells stories, but sometimes he gives tips. And then Lee just gives content. For every 1 or 2 pitches you get, you're going to get some kind of piece of content. Maybe a Camtasia video, maybe a little report, maybe something. And you may not do it at the level Lee does, but you do what you can. Like, you can look at what I send. I try to send content, but it's certainly not as in-depth as Lee does.
Okay.
Now, you put a blog up, and you stick stuff over on your blog. A podcast, audio. I mean, how long does it take to send a little piece of podcast audio? What is your topic?
Hollywood and the acting industry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talked on other calls. Okay, yeah, I don't get this because you should be just killing it.
I know. That's what I know.
I just don't get it. You should just be killing it. You got to email your people, my friend, and you got to promote this thing, and you got to build the list. Get viral reports out there. You use Jason's formula, create a viral report in 3 hours. Get it out there and get other people to promote it. Tell them they stick it on their website for free or whatever. I mean, there's plenty of techniques out there to do it. Your issue is you're losing the big picture. So you call up somebody who's successful, right? You interview them for 15 minutes on the phone, boom. Now you got an email to send out. Hey, killer interview with blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I just hopped on the phone with so-and-so, so-and-so, who just told, you know, a 10-minute, 15-minute snippet about how they use my system to blah, 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 how they just did whatever, whatever, whatever. Go check out the audio on my blog, right?
Right.
On your blog, you got links to your products or your other stuff they can spend money on. You got other articles on there, other content. You do this every day. Like today, when you get off this call, you send email to your list and promote something. If it ain't your own product, promote somebody else's affiliate link for something.
Okay.
And you do it every day.
Okay. I'll do that.
You should just be pumping out products. Whether you're interviewing people on a 1-hour audio, throw a sales letter up for it, possibly have it transcribed. whether you're selling for $27, $37, $47, it doesn't matter the length of it. What matters is how valuable they perceive the information. Like, you know, if it's a one-hour interview and it's just something they're going to perceive as highly valuable, you could sell that for however valuable they think it is, you know?
Right. Thank you.
So, and you get these, your own products out there and just become a productized, and promote. Emails. Video, some audio, put up squeeze pages, get viral reports out there, brandable PDFs, recruit some affiliates. In every email you send, you should have a little thing at the bottom that says, promote our products and make 50%. And a link to your affiliate program, whether it's ClickBank, whether you got your own, whether you got whatever, but that's in every email. Now you're going to start recruiting affiliates,
okay?
Right.
So,
but I mean, you got to be aggressive, my friend. You got to email every day. You got to create a lot of products. In your case,
yes.
Speak at events if you can. Get people on your list. Do teleseminars for other people. Say, hey, I got a product you can sell. Here's what I closed on the last teleseminar. You know, you probably make this much money if you could put 50 people or 100 people on the call or whatever, you know. Send them to a squeeze page for them to sign up for the call. Now you built your list, and you get to do a conference call, and you get to pitch, and you're building your name and your reputation.
So I mean, I have.
Seminars are great. You
I
know
have
how to do all of this stuff. I think you're just stuck on, I'm not sure where you're stuck, but I know the solution. Solution is email every day, aggressively build your list, create a bunch of products and pimp them.
One last thing. Is there a particular source of who can help set up my AWeber? Because I've read over the – I'm just overwhelmed by it.
All right. Well, let's talk about what the problem is. Because if you got it, other people got it. What's the problem on AWeber, my friend?
I'm just not able to import my names into AWeber successfully.
Okay, where do you have the names now?
I have them in Outlook.
They're in Outlook. Have you exported them out of Outlook as a Comedy Limited file?
Yes and no. Part of them are already in Excel, and then I've imported those into Outlook. Now I need to export it out of Outlook back into Excel.
Okay. What I would do is go to let me give you three options, all right?
Okay.
Number one, go to Odesk.com.
Yes, gotcha.
Say, need someone to import Outlook contacts into AWeber. I have 2,500 contacts in Outlook. I need them imported into AWeber. Who can help? That's option one. Option two is you can go to the Marketing Warriors Forum, which is Warriors Forum, or Warrior, or WarriorsForum.com. And they have a part in there where programming help or that kind of thing, outsourcing help. And you just go in there and post, and a warrior can do that in like 5 minutes with their eyes closed and blindfolded.
Okay.
All right. So that's what I would do. And, yeah, I mean, the reason you ain't making money is you got a list, but you ain't sending them emails, and you ain't selling stuff. So if you don't sell stuff to your list, you don't make money.
Okay.
You don't build the list, you don't make money.
Right.
You know? Now, when you first email that list, you ain't emailed them since January, you better make sure you don't get spam complaints, so give them some free stuff. I mean, start out and try to do a free audio form or a free report that you type up in an hour.
Those first three, four
emails, you better be giving them stuff free because they ain't heard from you since January.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to watch your spam complaint. So what I would say is give them some free stuff and cross your fingers. I think with 2,500 people, you'll be okay.
Okay,
so give them some free stuff to start off with. And, again, you can do audio. You can write up quick PDFs. In open office, you can type in open office and kind of like their equivalent of Word, then you can just save it as a PDF. Microsoft Word, you can do the same thing. All right, what I just talked to him about, did this help anyone else on the call? Did anyone else on this call just have an aha?
Yes.
Yes or no? Did this mean anything to anybody else on the call, or were you bored to tears?
Meaningful.
Anyone else? Nancy. You still with us? I wonder if we lost everybody. Okay, if you are still on the call on the count of three, say yes. One, two, three.
Yes, Ron. Yes.
Okay, we're still here. Okay, well then tell me, what did you think about what I just said? Does that seem overwhelming to you guys and gals? Does it make sense? Are you already doing it?
That makes sense.
Most of it I'm already doing.
Okay, what are you not doing?
Driving enough traffic, which is why I hired people to start getting my networks built and my articles out there.
All right, fair enough. Now, if you're doing article marketing, you understand that's an organic SEO play.
Absolutely.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
You understand that normally takes probably 4 months to build up.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on your method, and I'm not the article marketing wizard, but if you want to do article marketing, what is this dude's name?
It's more than article marketing. It's article marketing along with blog posting and.
Okay, so you have a system set up. That's fine, and you've hired people to do it. Is that right?
Already, it was just getting everything set up and.
Okay, I understand that. But that is the core of it, is building the list and emailing the list and selling your own products, affiliate products, creating your own products, and that's the whole business.
Yeah.
And being aggressive is crap about it. And you just got to be aggressive. For the people on the call who aren't aggressive and aren't assertive, you work your way into this. Like, don't let that, like, scare you or something. What I mean is just relax. It's all good. You start out slow, you know. And you just kind of, you'll build your way along is what I'm trying to say. You know, you'll get comfortable with it as you go along, and you will work your way up to that. Who else has a comment on this? Does this make sense to you? Is this old hat to you? Are you doing it, not doing it? Anyone else?
This is Nancy. I thought it was really valuable, and I got to say I love that little story about the girlfriend-boyfriend.
Okay.
You know, you haven't been paying attention.
Well, yeah, it's true, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got a significant other and you haven't talked to them or seen them since January and you wonder why that they're pissed or they ain't, you got no relationship. Or, no, here's the typical email. You're writing a relationship advice-like thing, right? Blog. Yeah, I read this blog and I really found the tips in the How to Kiss ebook to be really fascinating, but it really sucks because I've been working at this since 6 months and I've not had one kiss yet. How come? And then it's like, well, when did you last see your girlfriend? 6 months ago, because I've been working on the ideal kiss. You know, and that's really
that's
it.
The phrase.
You got to, you know. But like in your case, Nancy, we already talked about this and really laid out what you could do and how you could promote this in your blog and your marketing and stuff. And for you, you have a lot of talents and multiple talents and everything, so you really got to try to find that one angle and see if you can build it up, you know, and you give it an X period of time and see if you get some results from it. If the idea doesn't pan out, next, right?
Right now, I've been really hung up on technology stuff with my newbie queen blog.
Did you, well, have you gone to Odesk or the outsourced plan thing with John Jonas's thing?
I threw up my hands yesterday, and I thought, enough is enough. It's time to get somebody else to do this so I can...
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time. My gosh.
Yeah.
You got...
Right?
You just... You know, it's time that you... It's about... It's way past time that you did that, Nancy, so you're doing the right thing is all I got to say.
I also
get
want to
help.
Say that if I could just add that I bought... Jason Flavian's $17 copywriting success thing, which is
yeah.
just terrific if anybody doesn't have it and they need something on copy.
I told you. Did I not tell you that it was fantastic?
It is fantastic. And then I spent almost $600 buying this thing from AWA on copywriting, AWAI.
Yeah.
And I had already ordered that before I got Jason's thing. So now I've got this massive book sitting there. And wondering if I really need that. And now I get this thing about the hypnosis, which is very, very attractive to me because it's kind of right up my alley. And so I'm thinking, well,
okay. Well, I don't have an easy solution on that. Jason's thing is the best on copywriting if you need something quick and dirty.
Yeah.
AWAI has fantastic concepts. They're more advanced in some ways than Jason's deal is. if you had to choose between them, I would say go with Jason. I personally really like the AWA online stuff, but it does take time to go through. The conversational hypnosis thing is maybe with your background and stuff. I find it fascinating, but it's really not something you probably apply today to make money with, Nancy. I would put that in the category of something you read for pleasure and for fun in your fun time.
Okay. Although I do want to say that I've decided that I have to get better. I have to write good, competent sales letters. That's something I need to get better.
Okay. Well, then just use Jason's system and just... Okay, take Jason's system and write a sales letter with it once a week.
Okay.
Just, for now, limit yourself to Jason's system, write a sales letter with it once a week. As you have time, dig into AWAI, conversational hypnosis, you do that on your fun time, your relaxed time. Go down to Starbucks, grab a tea or a coffee or wherever you like to go,
okay.
Hang out, enjoy it. It's fun. But it's not like something you're going to make money with immediate. It's more like just big picture and, you know. You might get value out of it, though, because that's the only thing I know that's really teaching it from that angle, like something practical that a normal person can use who doesn't want to be a professional hypnotist.
Right.
Right. I don't know. It may be totally off track to you also. Only you can decide that. Who else has a question or a comment? Or a start point, did it make sense, not make sense, can you do it, can you not do it? Anyone here, can you not do what we just talked about building a list and sending out emails? You say, Marlon, I am newbie, I cannot build this, I cannot send out email. Anyone?
Hey, Marlon, I have a question about list and emailing your list. How often? I mean, you say
how often?
Daily. Yeah.
What market are you in? Who do you sell to?
I sell to owners, hair salons.
Hair salons?
Yep, owners, yep.
Owners. Well, they'll tell you when you email them too much.
Okay.
They'll either tell you by email, dude, you're emailing me too much. Or what I look at is the click rate and the open rate. And if your clicks start going down too much or the open rate really just plummets, then you're emailing too much and space it out a day. For something like that, at least, okay, no less than once a week and maybe a couple times a week, maybe three times a week and possibly daily. Depends how much you can hook into their addiction.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right? If you can really tap into them making more money and look at it this way. Step one of hypnosis is to absorb attention. Okay? Step one is absorb. They didn't say get attention. Right?
You said absorb.
Said absorb attention. Can you absorb their attention? Can you pull them into it where they're riveted to what you got to tell them because it's so critical to where they're at in their business and their life.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, you can't email them too often.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Work at it.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to make whatever, so you understand that. So ultimately you look at your clicks and your open rates, but that's not the final answer. The final answer is, baby, it's a show. This is like, okay, imagine this. I got a radio station, and I go on there, and I talk kind of in monotone, and I go, well, bless God, ain't really a lot of people listening to radio no more. They are all on the Internet. Well, that's one way you could look at it. The other way is, baby, we got to step up the game here and do something other than talking in a monotone voice. Come on the radio. Today, we are talking about some totally controversial event, whatever it is. You boil their blood. What do you all think? Are you get it? You for it? I want to hear from you now. All of a sudden, the phones are lighting up, man. They are calling in, and they're all riled up. Now you got listenership, see? It's a show. And you got to absorb their attention. So the real answer is,
Everybody still here?
Yep.
Yeah, he's on. The real answer. Hanging on every word.
I don't think it's the conference call thing. I think it's his phone.
It is his phone.
Because if it was a conference call thing, I don't know.
Terribly frustrating for him.
Oh, I can assure you he's very animated about it right now, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I would be.
He ought to make a nice recommendation as to what that is, so we will definitely stay away.
I cannot get rid of this conference call service too fast.
So the real answer is...
The real answer is how good can you quickly, easily, and simply find yourself absorbing the attention of the people you send emails to. And if you find yourself getting really curious about that and wondering what are the limits and just how good could you get at that, and you do that, then that's the final answer.
Thanks.
Who else has a question or a comment? Are we making you all money? Do you get it? Do you not get it? Are you stuck?
I'm stuck.
Let's hear it.
Calls have doubled my income.
Great. Okay, who is stuck and why?
Traffic. Generating traffic.
All right, fine. What's the issue? What are you doing now that ain't working?
Well, I'm doing a lot of different things. One of the things.
Okay, tell me three things you did this past week to generate traffic that did not work.
I redid my blog to try and get more people signed up.
Okay, to try to get more people signed up. Did that work or did that not work, or do you know?
No, it didn't work.
Okay, do you have a light box on your blog?
Have a what?
Okay, there's a thing in AWeber, it is called a light box, and it will pop up on the screen and gray out everything else behind it.
It's called a light box?
It's called a light box, and AWeber has it, and you can put the code on there. And I believe it will work with your blog, I'm pretty sure. When they go there, then it grays out the blog, and it just gives them the opt-in box.
Yes.
Now, do you have promo dashboard?
Yes.
All right, well, you need to go to row 2, where I talk about the process of getting people to opt in, what to do if they're not opting in, how to come up with topics that are going to get them to opt in. One thing that you do is you go to forums in your industry and you view the threads by view count and by reply count. You find the threads in the forums that have the highest view counts and the highest number of responses. You read through there and you create a report on whatever it was that so captured their attention. Create a report on that. Stick it on the light box or the pop-up. Put it in the sidebar of the blog, a report on that topic proven to absorb their attention. Now, that's not a traffic issue, though. That is a opt-in issue. And you stated your issue is traffic. That's not a traffic issue. That's a how do I capture my traffic issue. So let's talk about traffic. How are you getting the people to your opt-in page?
I've tried AdSense before, but I've wasted so much money on it.
You tried AdSense?
Yes. AdWords.
Or you mean pay-per-click AdWords on Google or Yahoo or MSN?
I've tried it on Google primarily, and I've done some on Yahoo.
All right. Did you bid on long-tail keywords?
Yes.
All right. Are you a good writer?
Yes, but my sales letters aren't great.
But your sales letters aren't great? Do you have Jason Fladley's 3-hour ads?
I just bought it, yeah.
Okay, well, read it. you will get good fast. All right, now, there's a reason I asked you that. I'm going to give you a new way to get traffic if you will do it. If I give you a new way to get traffic that you're within your marketing abilities, but it requires you to spend 30 or 40 or 50 bucks, will you do it?
Yeah.
All right, then hold on. I got to find the product here, so bear with me one second.
Yeah, I spent so much money, it wouldn't matter another $30 or $40.
I hear that.
Well, okay. Let me explain the business to you guys and gals. You sell stuff, and you make money, okay? If you're out there buying everything from everyone, then you're doing the formula in reverse. That ain't how you do the formula. You are the seller, not the consumer. Now, a little bit of consumption is good, but you got to become a seller. How many people do you have on your email list, or do you?
I don't have anybody right now.
All right. How many people a day you get into your blog, do you know?
Yeah, it's only about 12 or 15.
A day. But none of them have opted in, not even one of them?
One, I think, has.
Okay. Are you sending them to your blog or just to a straight squeeze page?
Sending them to the blog, and then the blog, I'm sending them to a sign-up page.
Okay. Well, don't do that. Just send them straight to a squeeze page. Skip the blog. Screw the blog. The blog, I use the blog after they're a customer, after they're on my list. Then I send them emails and I put stuff on the blog and send them there to read it because it's easy. Send them to a straight squeeze page and give them a really great free report on something that absorbs and captures their attention to get them to opt in. And if you send 10 to 15 people a day there, you should get some opt-ins. But you need to send 100 to 200 a day. And if you give me, some of you are on the internet. I'm having a problem here. Go to nichemarketingexplained.com and tell me if it comes up all right for you. I don't know why I'm having a problem. It's nichemarketingexplained.com. I think that's the URL. Okay, here it is. Let me see if I'm giving you the right URL. Did that come up for any of you guys?
Give me one more minute here.
Okay, then let me try this.
Yeah,
hold on.
I've got something, but it says
DNA. Yeah, it's not coming up for me. Hold on. It's one of the problems people have is like, he's got his crap on Warriors Forum, but I'll be danged if you can find it on Google outside of Warriors Forum.
I found
Jesus.
It.
Did you find it? Or did
it
come out?
Yeah, I've got several.
His name is Will Cooper, and the name of the product is Niche Marketing Unleashed.
Okay.
It's on the Warriors, but I know he's got it on a stupid website here. Wait, maybe I can find it. Oh, niche-marketing-unleashed.com. By the way, never use a long URL like that. Niche-marketing, because ain't anybody can ever remember it, -unleashed, they'll forget the dashes. Niche-marketing-unleashed.com. Shit. I'm sorry. That was a shoot. I apologize for that. God. See?
Marketing.
Now, this guy is wondering, and this is a good guy. This guy's awesome, but he's wondering how come he ain't making more sales because ain't anyone can buy his product that want to. Like, how do I get buy the product if I'm not on the Warriors? Like, gee, just hold. This product is really awesome, and it's really worth buying, so we're going to take a second here to get you all the data, but this totally annoys me. So here we are wanting to buy the product, and I can't find it on a website under the name of the product. That's just wrong.
So let me get you all an order link. Hold on. My God. Sky. So this is a good example of what you don't do. All right. Okay. The name of the product is Niche Marketing Unleashed. The gentleman's name is Will Cooper. And let me try one more time to see if I can find. No, I cannot find it. I will have Tim send it out to you and get you the link to it. So all of you, at least search the name of your product in Google and see if you can find your own stupid product. Okay, the guy's product is brilliant, and those of you guys and gals who are having problems with traffic should get the product and just do it. Like, don't question it, just do it. But you will have to pay a little bit of money. Yes, one of the best methods I've seen that's highly targeted for article marketing. Understand, if you do this, it's going to take 4 months. You've got to keep at it at least 4 months to see results, in all likelihood. But what he has you do is he shows you how to target the keywords with the right amount of competition in Google, how to write the articles, how to use a thing called unique article marketing wizard or something to send out the articles. And it's just really a great product. So Niche Market Unleashed, Will Cooper, we will send a link to everyone. So those of you guys and gals who ain't got traffic, just do that. Now, let's talk about the Google, though, the pay-per-click. The gentleman who said I tried Googling and Google, it didn't work for me. Then the option on that is either Perry Marshall's coaching program, PPC Classroom, or PPC Coach. They're all great. The advantage of PPC Coach is it's $50 a month, and the guy, as far as I know, personally helps people. I'm not a member, but I've read just killer things about it. PPC Classroom is great training, but I don't think that, I don't know how much Amit goes in the forum. I personally not been in the forum there, so I don't know how much he really personally helps people. PPC Coach, like, as far as I know, really personally will help you. Like hand-holding. And then Perry, I apologize, he's got the best ebook in the world, and I know he has a coaching program, but I need to do some research. I do not know how expensive it is or how much he personally, I thought that what he had was more a coaching program where you had to spend like $1,000 a month or something. I don't know that Perry has a $50 a month something where you can get help from Perry or his staff or not. But for those of you guys and gals who want to do PPC, yeah, you probably need to join PPC Coach or PPC Classroom and get pro quality help, because it's not just something there is a lot to learn about PPC and how to really make money with it. That's really what I got to say about that. But if you're just stuck for traffic and you spend all this money, at least with Will Cooper's method, you're not going to spend very much money. You're going to spend a monthly fee for Unique Article Wizard, and that's it. That's all the money you're going to spend. And I feel very confident that this, like, I'm so confident in this, my customer service guy needs money, Tim, because he has an operation and stuff. I'm telling Tim to do it, in his time off of work. That's how confident I am in the method. And it's one method. He explains it A to Z. You ain't got to buy other back-end products from him to understand it. I don't even think he got anything else to sell you. That's the one little PDF. The system's there, A to Z. It's really simple. I just can't understand how you could do that if you follow his instructions and not get traffic and opt-ins from it. Is that helpful and useful to you all, even though you ain't got the link yet?
What was that again? You're going to send us a link. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir?
You said you're going to send us the link. Okay.
We have to send it. The name of the product, if you want to search for it, is Niche Marketing Unleashed by Will Cooper. If you search that on Google, the very first link will be a link to the Warriors Forum, Marketing Warriors, and then you can buy it there for cheap. It's like under $50. It's not expensive at all. It's like, in fact, it's so not expensive that why I haven't promoted it to my list. I think it's like $27 or something. It's like, I can't even make any money on it.
What was Jason's other URL? There was a 30.
He has 48hourreport.com.
Okay.
It says 48 hours. Actually, you can create a report with that method in about 5 hours. And the other site on writing the sales letters is 3hourad.com. And for those of you who are in my Overwhelm class, I will be doing a video talk about fast product creation and sales letters, so you will get that also.
Yeah, the form it shows that for $27.
That's what I, yeah, $27. And it's a great product. I mean, this is one of the best written information products I've ever read. He is so patient. He is so step-by-step. He is so thorough. It's just an absolutely brilliant product. Now, there is a downside to this product. Another reason, it's kind of one of these products where I hesitate to promote it widely, because if everybody promotes this, it won't work. Like, Google will kill it if everybody. It's one of these things where it'll work as long as a lot of people don't do it. If everybody started doing it, it would break. Google would break it. The reason I recommend it is because it's not widely promoted, and I don't feel that there's a very high likelihood that Google's going to break it. Anything can happen with Google, but for something that's a simple, practical thing that you can do without spending much money, I don't know of a better system. There is a risk involved that Google will someday, quote, break the formula, because he's doing what's called spinning articles. Unique Article Wizard, what it does, it allows you to take the article and then rewrite paragraphs or sentences so that you've got multiple articles off of one article, and then it drip feeds those to directories over time so you don't send it out there and get 300 links overnight. It drip feeds and will send it out to like 10 directories a week, each article over time. So you're drip feeding articles out to article directories. It's a brilliant system, and he's proven over and over that it works. In the screen caps on the sales letters, you will see that he's built a list of 8 to 15,000 multiple lists in multiple niches just using that little simple system that doesn't take a lot of time and doesn't cost a lot of money. Now, I don't mean you don't learn pay-per-click or something. Like, I really think, you know, that you can scale up pay-per-click larger than you can do this article thing once you get really good at it. It's just the problem on pay-per-click is only that there's a learning curve. You can turn it on, you can turn it off. There's a lot of advantages to it. The problem on pay-per-click is that initial learning curve sucks. And you really need hand-holding, or you need help, in my opinion, to learn pay-per-click. And I say that based on my own personal experiences using it. I don't find it easy to make profitable. All right, before we wrap this up, who else has a question, a problem, or a stuck point that I need to give you a boost on before we wrap this up today? All right, you all should be locked and loaded. You know now about conversational hypnosis, for those of you who are weird like me and like studying mind stuff. You know basically how you make money in the business. You get people on the list and you send them a whole lot of email selling stuff. You mix in content with pitches. And you be aggressive. For those of you who don't know how to get traffic, you know a little bit about getting traffic. And if you just can't get people to opt in, you now know you need to try out a light box, which we just recently split tested. We're in the middle of a huge split test on different methods of getting people to opt in. And one of our top performing methods at this point in time on the split test is the light box. We are conducting an extensive split test to see how does the light box affect conversions if you're dropping it on top of a sales letter. But for most of you, I wouldn't worry about it right now. Get people on the list and then start promoting stuff. All right. Do we have any other questions or comments before I wrap this up today? I apologize for the phone problems today. I'm getting a new service. Any other questions or comments before we wrap it up today?
Great call.
Okay. All right. Well, there's really not any reason to not do this. There's really not any reason. You know, you can write ads fast. You can crank out products. You don't need to be taking you 2 and 3 and 4 months to crank out products. You can get traffic. You can get people on your list. So it really just comes down to getting the one method to generate your traffic to start with, one front-end product, and then after you get a front-end product, start creating your own back-end product. Send out daily or a couple emails a week, depending on your niche, and sell your own products, sell affiliate products. If you're having problems getting people to buy affiliate products, create your own unique report or Camtasia video to give them as a bonus. And that's a proven method of converting affiliate products. And you all are really locked and loaded, at least until the next call. So I want to thank all of you for being on the call. I will get Tim to send out that link, and we will try to find a new conference call service in the next couple of weeks. So thank everyone, and I will see all of you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.